You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming is here to take a look at the weather forecast. Don, it's raining, and it's going to keep raining for a while. Tell me about the pattern that is moving its way across the Midwest.
Well, yeah, it's warmed up, and we're going to get rain, but then right behind the rain, here comes another wave of colder weather that's coming. We're going to be looking at a good shot of rain and thunderstorm activity across many areas of the Corn Belt, the Mississippi-Missouri valleys, the Ohio Valley, and then luckily, for some folks on the backside of the system, when it turns to ice and snow, the heaviest part of the precipitation will be over. But do expect a rapid drop in temperature and a period of time of below normal temperatures that will move in behind the storm system for late Thursday and into Friday and the weekend. Going to get very cold again.
Now, this rain system is dropping much needed rain on areas like Missouri, parts of southeastern Iowa, and moving to the west. I don't know whether I'd call it at a rapid pace, but it's moving to the west and should come through, I think, our area. What time this evening?
Well, it's going to be, basically taking place fairly quickly. As we get on into, I would say sundown and thereafter, then overnight tonight is when you should expect the bulk of the precipitation to come on in.
Heavy rainfall?
Yeah, I could see areas that go a half inch to an inch or more out of this, especially with some of the embedded thunderstorms, before the cold air swoops in on the back side of this and shuts off the heavier precipitation.
How cold is the cold air?
It's pretty cold. It's not very far from the cold air that we just had and just what we went through. So expect similar temperatures, maybe 5 degrees warmer, but pretty darn cold. So it's going to be a big chill. The air behind this system is coming from the same place the last one did.
And then turn your attention to South America. Argentina's been having some troubles.
Well, they have. And while the forecast has some rain shower and thunderstorm activity over Argentina, it's still not the amount, I think, to level the playing field in terms of catching up for the dryness, although the precipitation chances do look a little bit better than they've been.
And other places around the planet that you're concerned about or that look like they're setting up for a nice growing season in 2013?
Well, Australia has been hot and pretty dry. They've cooled off a little bit, but they're still looking to be hot and dry there. And that is one area that we're keeping an eye on.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to dial in for your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. The number is 217-333-7300. And to check out our calendar at willag.org, Dave and I'll be on the road with Ag Outlook panels 4 out of 5 days next week. I'm Todd Gleason.